Time now on the Medusa Pregame Show to visit with Brent Pulte, head coach of the Beavers. Brent, all things considered, with the staff changes in the last year, you being named the full-time coach this summer, how'd the summer go as far as getting done what you wanted to get done?
You know, it was a blur, as typical coaching style things go, but you know, our summers have completely changed. It's just recruiting 24/7, and that's what everybody in the league has been able to do, and we had hundreds of kids up on campus, and we got to go work camp. So, you know, in between the times when we were not, you know, doing all the recruiting, you know, we really started last spring with getting Coach Olson over there on the offensive line, promoted Rob, the defensive coordinator, Coach Arich, on our side of the ball in defense. So, and he did it the last few games, so there wasn't a huge issue, and he's a great, great young coach. So, there wasn't a lot of movement on the defensive side, and honestly, not a ton on offense, just adding Ryan to relieve some of the stress on Craig Bagnell, the offensive coordinator. So, it's been pretty smooth, and we'll see how Ryan has to come in and replace three starters, so he's probably got the most pressure on him right now.
One would think with new coordinators, you expect new stuff. Maybe not in this case, though, right?
It certainly probably won't be as much as you probably would normally get, particularly on our side of the ball. Rob's been with me for 3 years leading up to it. He has his own style, though. He's a little bit different than me. I must have to prod him a little bit to do some old school stuff, but he's done a really nice job adding on things that, you know, maybe he saw at Duluth or as he went out the summer, and even in the previous years he's added back. So I wouldn't want to play our scheme. I think we do a really good job. I think defensively we're going to surprise some people. I think we might have as much talent on this defensive team than we've had ever here. So we just got to go out and play, and that's hopefully what we'll be able to do.
What's your biggest concern on the offensive side?
I would say just honestly, we're young and experienced on the O-line at certain spots. It's not like they haven't played, you know, left tackle, for example. Tucker Forsgren has played a tremendous amount of college football for us, but now he's moved to tackle, so he's going to have to do it in a different role. Joe Woods is our starting right guard. He was our backup guy on the defensive line last year, so he'll certainly, you know, be a different type of mentality, even though he's played in, you know, a ton of college football games. So those guys just need to understand the differences and the nuances of what's going on, and you know, we've shuffled some guys on the offensive line. I think that's my biggest concern going into week one. If, you know, physically, you know, I see these kids, they are a physically gifted group, but the game experience isn't there as much. So I see the O-line and seeing where we're at with receiver, we have some really, really good components back, but we play 7 or 8 of those guys. So to see who's going to step up and provide the depth there. So that would be the biggest question. And, you know, I'd feel more concerned if it was a freshman quarterback or sophomore, but he's special back there. If they want to blitz, he can handle that. If they want to, you know, sit back in coverage, he's been able to handle that and proved it the last 2 years. So get the ball to number 7 and let him make the decisions, and he's our best player on offense.
What's your biggest concern on defense?
Depth. We got to stay healthy, and that starts. I think we're extremely deep at D-line. I feel really good about our secondary, too. We're just a little short at linebacker at times. I'm like, okay, who's going to be at certain spots? But we have, of course, 5 seniors in the linebacking corps, so getting the freshmen going. I'm really excited about having Gabe Ames out on the field. I think you'll see a phenomenal football player in that kid as he gets older. Another guy to watch out for that had to redshirt last year was Justin Van Houten as a defensive end. Freakishly good motor. He will make an impression on a football game. And so those two guys, they're just dynamic. And we have very good pass rushers and things of that nature. But in terms of my worry would be if we get an injury where we have to, then we might have to move some guys around. So hopefully that doesn't occur.
More with Coach Pulte when we return. Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Part 2 with head coach Brent Pulte. On to Winona State. Coach Sawyer's teams have always been pretty steady. You expected anything different tonight?
You know, I wanted to look back. I'm a big history buff. I wondered if Tom actually founded Winona. I think he's been there since the inception of the city. And, you know, Tom's such a good dude, and I have a lot of respect for him being there that long. He's kind of the dean of the NSIC, and it's hard to be. I think last night, I think it's his 40th year in Winona, I heard him say, or somebody told me that. That's impressive for anybody, and especially in college football coaching today. But the reason he's so good is that and been able to stay that long is certainly he surrounded himself with great coaches and the administration and everybody. So there's a reason he stayed, and you're going to get the same old thing from Coach Sawyer, is you're going to have a very disciplined, good football team that you're going to have to beat because they're not going to beat themselves.
NSIC made a change in the offseason allowing football to go to the maximum of 36 scholarships for Division II. Number one, how big of a change is that for the league? Number two, how big of a change is it for BSU? And number three, how long is it going to take to get there?
That's a great question. I think that should be directed towards some of the people down the hallway here. But but to be honest with you, first off, it's great for the NSIC. I've always been in favor of it, especially nationally. If we want to make that push we've been doing, I don't think people really knew. A couple of my buddies that were at Washburn, and they called me like, well, what are you guys, where were you at? And then, of course, the Washburn guys, I was throwing jabs at them since I was like, you guys are 36, man. We had, you know, mid-20s and whipped your butt. But It's great. I think the depth in our league will be outstanding with the teams that are going to be able to make the jump. And I don't know. I don't know where that leaves BSU. We need to get off our butts and get going. I know that much. We need to get a plan. And we've been talking about that. And hopefully we can come public with that as we go, because you need it. And in this league, you either have or have not. And right now, you know, certainly we were kind of moving up to that limit where we could, I felt pretty comfortable going, hey, we can compete year in and year out. Well, if we're at whatever we're at in the 20s and somebody's at 36, it's a massive difference. So, you know, hopefully someday we, you know, I feel pretty comfortable, even if you can get in the 30s, maybe not all the way up to 36, you can win at a national level. And that's our challenge as our football program.
What's the biggest challenge to opening on the road?
Just logistics, you know. It's just, A, you travel. It's a midweek game. It's just not your normal routine. But that's the first challenge. And then you're going to go in a real hostile environment. Winona is going to be an electric, you know, opening game. They're expected to be extremely good. They are going to be good. And so they're you know, going to have their student body there. They're riled up. They're going to be on top of you. It's kind of like being at the Chet. They got the end zone. It's tight, which I love. Let them get down there. It seems like we play better in those type of environments. So I can't wait personally. It's been a long off season. Let's go play. This is what we worked the other 40 weeks out of the year for. And just take a deep breath. And sometimes people get so wound up. It's like, hey, this is why we got into it, you know, and this is what you're supposed to enjoy. So, you know, go let your hair down and let's go.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.